Welcome back to Silverlight TV, everybody. I'm John Papa with Microsoft, Silverlight Evangelist, and I have a special guest today, Arturo Toledo.
Hey, John.
How are you doing today? Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks.
And what do you do here at Microsoft?
I am a product manager for Silverlight. I take care of the user experience and design side of things.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. And you had a special hand in creating the Toolbox website?
Yes. A couple other people in the company, as well as I, you know, we collaborated to create this site to help people learn more about Silverlight and Expression Blend.
So that's a good thing. Learning about Blend and Silverlight all together.
Yeah.
So is this site targeted at gentlemen or women like myself who are heavy Silverlight users and developers, maybe haven't had as much exposure to the design principles and strategies?
Yeah, that's correct. This site was created for designers and developers.
Okay.
And basically we have divided the school into two different tracks. And one of those tracks will help you learn more about Silverlight and Expression Blend by having you create some mini projects that I'm going to show you a little later today, hopefully.
Great.
And then the other track is called Design Principles, and that will help you learn more about user experience and design practices in general.
Okay.
How to choose the right colors, how to do alignment properly, how to do usability studies, user research, et cetera, et cetera.
All the stuff that nobody teaches you when they say, I want you to make a really great looking Silverlight application.
Exactly. Our hope is that by having these two tracks, we, you know, help people develop those two types of skills, you know, knowing the tools and the techniques, but then also taking better decisions in terms of user experience.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so we're going to show several of the labs that you can download and install and walk through. See how cool it is. And this is only a sampling of the labs, right, that we're going to walk through here?
Yeah, just a quick sample in the short time that we have. In total, we have 12 modules. Each module will take you about an hour to go through. So we can take a look at some of these modules. The modules go from 100 level to 400 level.
Okay.
So let's take a look at the module that is 100 level. You know,
okay.
That would be Sketchflow. Sketchflow is something that is super easy for designers and developers to get started with immediately. And so it's a 100 level module. And what you would do there is, for instance, here, if I want to get my Rookie Scenarios badge, because, by the way, we give you badges every time that you accomplish these different levels, you get badges. You go from a rookie to a design all-star. And that also helps you, you know, demonstrate that you have certain knowledge and perhaps even including your resume, better chance to get a job.
And these are published on the site. I can see here. See, you're rookie level one.
I'm a rookie level one, which means I don't know a lot, but I will know more maybe by the end of this interview.
Excellent.
So here, for instance, under design scenarios, we have three modules, and Photos is a small mini application where you can learn how to use a Sketchflow. Each module includes six lessons, and here you have the ability to download your videos, the guides, the assets. So you would just click here, save a zip file. That's all it is. And you know, I already have it down here. You can then, after that, go to Expression Blend, and inside of the assets that you just downloaded, you have those listed by lesson. So you can follow through.
So it's broken down into four different lessons.
Exactly. So for instance here, let's take a look at the last one. These are all Silverlight Expression Blend friendly projects, of course. So here, for instance, we have I think I started with Avatar.
Yes, that's fine though.
That's fine. Okay. So Avatar is this little project that basically the same avatar creator that you use in our website in the toolbox. We're actually exposing that. We extracted that module and we turned that into an actual training application here.
Yeah, I've seen actually a lot of people have created the avatar with this application, then use that as their icon for their Twitter IDs.
Yeah, for Twitter, for Facebook. Yeah, people are loving that. And so here you can actually take a look at how that project was built.
Okay.
And you can explore everything. We give you, of course, all the source code is here. You can explore some of these controls. For instance, here I could right-click and, you know, edit my user control. And, of course, in Blend, as many of the people or of our audience know, you have the ability to create custom states. So here we created a normal state and a disabled state in case we don't want one of those avatar parts to be available. So basically, as a designer, as a developer, you can immerse yourself into this project and learn how it was done. And of course, you always have the guide that you can download to assist you in the process of learning this. Under projects, you can also take a look at some of the behaviors that we are giving you and some of the other code that is available here for you to use. So again, once more, as a developer or even as a designer, throughout the guide, you will learn how to reuse a lot of these assets and to how to create or reuse some of these concepts to create your own avatar configurator, or, you know, it could be anything else. Maybe your customer wants you to create a shoe configurator, or, I don't know, some sort of housing, you know, configurator to design a living, your living room or something like that.
And just for everybody who's not maybe not familiar with this particular application, when you come to the Design Toolbox website, one of the things you can do is create an avatar of yourself, theoretically of yourself, to look similar to you, and that you can customize the hair, the eyes, the eyebrows, the mouth, the shirt, other aspects as well.
Yeah.
So this is going to show you, I saw inside Blend there, we've got all the different controls for each of those aspects.
Exactly. You can basically control like your hairstyle, and you can add accessories and everything else. And all that configuration comes out direct of that project. So you actually gain access also to the visual elements. And you know, you could create your own characters.
So if you had a haircut like myself and you didn't see one inside there, you could go and create an element that looks like that.
Yeah, maybe so, that would be more like John. And these days, I'm almost more like this.
There you go.
Than the one that I used to have before. But yeah, it's basically the same app that we have on the site. You can explore it. So that's just one of the modules. Now, let me actually do show you now the one related to Sketchflow. The Sketchflow module is the 100 level that we were talking about a moment ago.
Okay.
And I happen to have it just right here. It is this one called Photos. So if I go to Sketchflow, I have already pre-opened these little applications.
You can launch the actual application from the Design Toolbox website, or you can download them and run from Blend.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point, John, because a lot of people will find it useful to find that, you know, if you click the launch button, you can actually take a look at the preview, preview of how that application will look like at the end.
Right.
So, yeah,
it's always nice to know what you're actually building.
Yes, exactly. So here, for instance, you will learn how to create a Sketchflow prototype to define how a photo management application would look like and would behave like.
Great.
So now, content on Sketchflow, there's tons out there. So what we wanted to do here is something a little different and give you some actual real-world tips and tricks.
Right.
So in this module, we go beyond just the basic things that you will find anywhere else. This is more about how do you deal with the evolution of the prototype or the maturity of the prototype, and, of course, how you navigate between the different screens, et cetera, et cetera. This application was created by Archetype.
Great. So this will walk you through learning how to use Sketchflow.
Uh-huh.
And you've got some other demos to show us.
Yes. So one of the other modules is called Canvas. This was also created by Archetype. And this is a really fun module because it's basically a little painting application. So I can paint over this canvas. I can change the size of my brush.
And other than having fun, this will also teach you how to use the Bitmap API, right?
Yeah, in a really good way. And also notice that every time that I change the size for my brush, this control over here, the indicator of the brush size, actually changes. The same thing for the feathering. So there is a lot of really good, like, data binding between controls and, you know, aspects going on there. And yeah, people basically get to put this user interface together in just 1 hour. And so you learn a lot about that.
That's great. That'd be awesome to go through.
Yeah. The other module that we have here, so we also partner with Template Monster from templatemonster.com. They just recently released a collection of really good Silverlight templates that I want to show you right now. One of them,
that site in general, and correct me if I'm wrong, Template Monster is great if you have a company and you want to go create a site and you want a template out of the box.
Yes.
You can either, I can't remember the words they use, rent them, or you can buy the actual template.
Correct.
That they have.
Yeah. And basically, well, you get something like this, which I think it's still loading.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, you get something like this, and basically you have all, you know, a bunch of different options with some nice effects, and this allows you to navigate throughout the menu options.
And you can customize what these links say and all this, but the template comes right out of the box from that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this module would teach you how to extend these to make it your own. Maybe you can substitute the light bulb for something else, or you can add more screens. But yeah, the use of templates is something that can be very helpful for a lot of people. A lot of designers don't like to use templates because they like to be original and creative.
Right.
But there's a big group of other people, developers in certain companies, that they just want to get started really quickly.
If you want a consistent look and feel, your shop could actually create these templates themselves. So this lab will teach you how to create templates.
How to create templates and how to customize Template Monster specific templates
as well.
Great. Yeah. So this other module here, we call this one games. And what we had here is that, so I don't know if you guys remember, in Expression Blend 3, we had this sample called Beehive, which was a typical bricks game, right, that you destroy bricks. So what we did is we challenged Fuel Industries, an agency in Canada, to take that same application and build two completely different games by reusing the same Expression Blend behaviors. And so what they did is they took this that same game, and they built Space Invaders, which I'm playing now, and a lot of the behaviors that you see here, the movement of the bullets, the way that I can control my spaceship, etc., it's all built with the same behaviors. They also went ahead and they created Pong, you know, which is a classic game, also using some physics, collision detection, some motion behaviors for the different elements that we have here. In this case, the ball starts increasing speed.
So let's see if I can talk to you and answer questions while before you lose. There you go.
I lost.
So basically what you're learning here is not just how to write great games, but you're learning how to use behaviors, because a lot of these features in these games are actually using behaviors to do the same things over and again, the motion, for example.
Yeah. That's exactly one of the values that we wanted to show here. So behaviors, controls, effects in Silverlight and Blend, I think Microsoft has become obsessive in really making sure that all those things can be reused and recycled, because we know that's what adds value to your library.
Well, that's one of the hardest things about creating some of the games for people who aren't into creating games is how do you deal with collision, for example? You've got the ball hitting the bar, or in the invaders, you know, you need to know when the bullet actually hits the space invader or the beehive or whatever they happen to be up
exactly
there. So having a behavior that does it for you, it's just reusable code, you drop on there and you can deal with it.
Exactly. And right now, of course, we're using the same parts, like all the games look kind of similar, but you could totally substitute and dress up these controls to look any way you want.
Sure.
Yeah. So the last example that I want to show you today is Music Mixer. This was also built by Archetype. They built around 7 little apps for us. And so this one is actually pretty cool because it shows the integration between a Silverlight application that is in the browser and what you have in your computer. So by clicking the upload button, you can insert music, you know, MP3 files or WMA files, Windows Media Audio files, and then you can create music. You mix them. Now, right now I don't have any samples or loops here, but if we add a couple of the sounds that are included,
the ones that come with Windows,
with Windows, you can see that all these files, of course, are not being uploaded to the server, which makes it super agile and super responsive. We're working with a client application. Exactly, but still within the scope of the browser, right?
Yeah, and it's sandbox still. It's not elevated Trostrata browser.
Exactly. So here we can, drag and drop some of our sounds, and you can see that we have some really complex controls here, right? We can see we can control some of the fade in and fade out elements here for all of them. So it's much more hard, tougher to create controls. And in the training module, we teach you, this module actually relies on the concept of model view model, which has become super popular these days. And this module teaches designers and developers how to collaborate within that type of concept or paradigm. And of course, once you lay some of these things out, you can change some of the colors, so you can differentiate some of the tracks, and you can play your composition.
Which we have muted right now, but
Yeah, we don't have sound right now, but so, a collection of really fun projects, as you can see, we cover a broad spectrum of everything that has to do with Silverlight and Blend on the design side, like all the way from Sketchflow to something that's much more complex like MVVM, and we try to make it easy for people.
This is great, because one thing I noticed by going to these labs is all of them seem to build on each other in a certain way. You see the same concepts over and over again, like controls, creating user controls, creating behaviors. All these things get reused quite often, even some of the resources.
Yeah.
You don't get the same ones in each lab, but you're seeing the same concepts in each lab.
That's a very good point. Every time that someone asks us, like, the basic question, the hello world for a designer in our world, in our ecosystem, is how do you create a button?
Right.
There are like 4 or 5 different ways of creating a button.
Sure.
And like you say, John, throughout these different modules, we teach them the template way of creating a button, the user control way of creating a button, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is great. So there's other labs, too. Can you just list off some of the other labs that are...
Yeah. So as part of some of the other labs, we have things like we have an application called Recruit, which is a line of business application.
Okay.
So if you want to quickly put together a super cool looking UI for mm-hmm. a line of business app, you could take a look at Recruit. We also have other apps like Calculator, which
That's
helps
a nice
you build
one, yeah.
That one was designed and created using 3 Studio Max.
Okay.
And then they exported and they clipped all the different elements and the buttons, and they basically assembled everything together in Blend
so
with very nice
animation.
So they
actually imported in the Photoshop files or whatever files they had?
Yeah, in this particular case from 3D Studio, they exported a collection of PNGs with transparency.
Okay.
But yeah, like you say, in other cases, we actually show how you can import Illustrator or Photoshop files as well.
Great.
Yeah.
So I could go through this whole site in 12 hours and learn everything there is to learn about being a designer.
Yes. In reality, it might take you a little bit more, especially
sure.
if you want to go through some of the steps yourself. But
right.
yeah, it's basically 12 hours of content for scenarios. Now, we didn't talk today about design principles. Maybe we can do another video on that later
sure.
on. But design principles is another 12 hours. So this whole course that you find in this website is really is very comprehensive. It takes you from the 100 to the 400 level.
Right, and I found their design principles, when I went through a couple of those, useful because it helped me understand, as I'm not a designer by trade,
mm-hmm.
it helped me understand some of the terms and the philosophies behind creating good UX and design.
Yeah.
So that's useful too.
Yeah. And well, if I may add a comment in all of these, I would like to thank all the people who have been registering. As of today, we already have 7,000 people
wow.
in about 6 weeks, so it's been really successful. If you go to the people section of the site, you can actually explore in a very Xbox-like way all the different students that
have
signed up.
Do you have anybody who's at a pro level, a 15 out of 15?
Yes. If you go to the Design All-Star
yeah.
Sorting option here, we're going to get all the people who have achieved the Design All-Star status.
That.
And so you can see there are people from everywhere here.
Notice I am not on that list. So.
We should be.
I should be there, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's really fun to go and see that there are people from your country.
Right.
We have people right now from almost 100 countries already,
wow.
100 different countries.
Great.
And, you know, it's fun. A lot of people also are listing their Facebook or Twitter account.
So it's connected to social networking. Nice.
Yeah, it's connected to social networking. If you're looking for a designer or a developer to help you with a project, you can always go in here, take a look at some of the people maybe in the advanced levels.
Okay.
And, you know, offer them, make
this
them an offer.
This is great, Arturo. I really thank you for coming on and showing us.
Thank you, John.
Design Toolbox.
I'll see you next time.
And please,
maybe.
If anybody who wants to go to this site, the URL again quickly?
It's microsoft.com/design/toolbox.
Thank you very mm-hmm. much, and please visit it, and thank you for watching Silver Lake TV.
Thank you.